Hey Potters, welcome to episode 298 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. And now the podcast for all things spoopy.
Spoopy time, everybody. My favorite time of the year. Yay.
Why don't we get into updates first?
Yeah. I know neither of us really have any cosplay related updates. We've been dealing with a bunch of life things, so we haven't had a chance to do our crafting, which is appropriate because today's stream is crafting.
Yes.
I guess that makes up for it. But I did want to share a quick Cospod update with everyone. I wanted to make it known that we're in the process of sunsetting our Bluebird app account because there are a bunch of changes going on over there that I personally do not agree with, and I don't think Amber agrees with either. I'm just making an assumption with that. I don't know 100% sure, but if I'm not comfortable posting there any longer, then I think we need to get rid of that account. So we've kind of shifted everything over to Blue Sky, and over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see that we're not going to be posting on the Bluebird app any longer. So just to kind of let everybody know about that, the mass exodus I've seen of other cosplayers is already happening. So we've gotten a lot of new followers very recently on Blue Sky, which is great. But yeah, so if you're like, wait, they're not posting on the Bluebird app anymore, it's because we've decided we're going to sunset that account and just move everything over to Blue Sky. We still have our Facebook, our Instagram, and of course, our website for anything. So if you need to contact us, we still have all the other platforms.
There's plenty of ways to still reach us, even if you're not using that particular app. There are still ways. Don't worry.
Don't worry. We will always be available for communication, whatever you need it to be.
Yes. Even if you want to send us, like, by pigeon.
Or drone.
Preferably not by drone. At least where I live, there are pretty heavy restrictions on those still, so you may not actually be able to get it through.
I need to see what my city's ordinances are on that, because I have no clue. Carrier pigeon should be fine, though.
We have noise ordinances, so.
Yes. Maybe an African swallow?
I did want to mention briefly in place of my cosplay update that I am very disappointed in Joann's for no longer advertising their pattern sales.
Oh, yeah.
In their ad. You cannot tell what pattern group is on sale anymore on their ad. So, like, Simplicity normally goes on sale during certain times, McCall's, Butterick, Vogue, etc. Because when I went this past weekend, I was like, oh, great. You know, there's a couple patterns I wouldn't mind picking up. They're not urgent, but hey, these look kind of cool. I might use them. But I couldn't tell what was on sale. And when I went into the store, they weren't on sale. It was online only. So apparently now everything is done through their app, which I refuse to download because it takes more information than it needs to do business. And so it's like, well, I guess I'm just not buying patterns anymore.
Do you still get their mailers?
I do, but the mailer doesn't have it either.
Yeah, I was going to say the last three that I've received, and funny enough, I've gotten like one every week for the last 3 weeks. I haven't seen anything listed in there. So it's
correct.
Like,
and I am told that they're going to stop the mailers entirely.
Yeah, those are expensive.
They're going to shove people toward the app. They really want people to download the app. And that's also why, supposedly, they're not putting it on their web ad either. They want you to go to the app.
Honestly, so I understand this as somebody who works for a retailer, as a cost-cutting measure, it makes a lot of sense because I don't think people are aware of how expensive direct mailers are.
Understood.
Oh, yeah. So I get it from a cost-cutting perspective. At the same time, when depending upon your customer base, they still need access to something that is easy for them. And a lot of people prefer the mailers. I mean, I know for us, we've got a client base in certain regions where they won't go to our website, but they love getting the mailers from us. So we still send them mailers because we know that's how it gets them into the stores. So it's a very difficult choice to make and a very delicate dance.
It is. I would not mind using their app if they didn't also take up all of my contacts, my browser history, my financial information.
Like, you don't need access.
You don't need this.
You don't need this.
So I think if they didn't hoover up things that they have no business using, then I would be more apt to use
Sure.
App.
I agree with you there.
Like, shopping history of the app? Okay. You can know what I've bought from Joann's.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I would just like to register my disappointment that they have chosen to no longer advertise pattern sales.
Making it that much more challenging.
It is, and with that plus their bankruptcy, I think it's going to start driving people to lesser known pattern companies like Hey Cut Sew.
Yeah.
And such. Which opportunity.
I have personally been enjoying a couple of the websites where you put in your measurements and you can kind of design your pattern with a couple of pieces together and print it out yourself. And the most I've ever spent was $4. And I think like that because...
Joann's has that Ditto service that's supposed to do the exact same thing. It's like, do you really need several hundred dollars or subscriptions worth to like get custom patterns? Really?
No, I want to pay as I go. I don't want to have to
exactly
do a monthly subscription service. And the places that I've been to, they do offer that for people who do, like, if
sure
you are a designer and you need to make
sure
a bunch of things every month, that's probably more economic. But for me as a one-off, I'll just pay the one-off price and I'm good.
Yeah, or charge, have like different tiers of subscriptions.
Yeah.
Have like a hobbyist tier where you only do like one or two a month, but then have a professional commercial tier where it's a little bit more, but you get more patterns. So it's just like you have different tiers based on your use.
That would be great because I prefer doing that given my wacky body size and dimensions. I always end up making my own patterns because nothing ever fits me. But now that these companies exist that let me put in my own measurements, they have been very good about the accuracy that I've had to do very minimal adjustments, which has been nice.
That's actually why I don't have progress to show this time, is because I was going to move on to the bodysuit portion and I've lost 10 pounds.
Mm.
All my slopers are no longer good because I've also changed where I lost that weight.
Wait, yep.
So now I have to adjust everything again and redo my slopers, which is a pain in the tush.
Yeah.
But yeah, why don't we move on to our activity today?
Yeah, so
let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. Since we haven't been able to craft off the camera, we're going to craft on the camera. Yeah, that's a good idea, right? In our fun little space, we're going to do kind of our funky take on iron cosplay. And I don't know if Amber came up with this or I came up with this. I think you came
up
with this.
I think it was a little of both as we were tossing ideas around.
So it's going to be a take on what you used to see at conventions. I know some cons are slowly bringing this back into play, which is great because it was a ton of fun. But it basically was like they would have 3 to 4 teams of people come together. You would shove a bag of materials at them and say, okay, you have 1.5 hours, 2 hours to make a costume out of all the materials in this bag. And so it was like a 2-hour extravaganza of people just crafting to see what they could come up with. And it was always a ton of fun to watch. That kind of dissipated over the years, but I'm starting to see more cons bringing it back slowly. Same thing with like cosplay chess. So that's kind of neat. So we're going to do...
It's like Iron Chef.
Yeah.
With cosplay.
So we're kind of doing our own spin on that. And I'm going to show you guys the materials that are going to be included as potential options. We're going to spin a wheel for some of these things. We've decided for the adhesives to kind of be lenient. We're not going to have needle and thread because
it's a timed challenge.
It's a timed challenge, and we don't have enough time to needle and thread this stuff. So.
Not anywhere close to well, certainly.
Oh, no, not to the quality and the expectation that Amber and I have for our content. So
also, just as an asterisk to this, you are going to see us hot gluing fabric. This is not an endorsement of that technique, generally speaking. Please do not hot glue fabric when you are making your cosplay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And PSA.
I'm going to transition back for this one. Valerie does not support the hot gluing of the fabric. If you choose to do that for your own costume, you have at it. It's your cosplay. You do what you want. If you are taking that costume into a judging room, I will definitely make a comment about that and you are going to get negative points for me. FYI, please don't hot glue your fabric. Anyway.
you will see us doing it for this challenge because it is a timed challenge.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And these are not being judged anywhere, except by you all, maybe.
Oh man, so I am going to go ahead. So what we decided to do, just to kind of give it a little bit more fairness, is that both Amber and I are going to have access to fabrics, because obviously to make the thing, we're going to have fabrics. By the way, we decided, because this is Halloween, we got a theme to it. We're going to make witches' hats.
And these are going to be smaller than normal witches' hats. So we're thinking like at
Tabletop
most
size.
like 8, 10 inches top. Yeah, like top hat sized. They're not going to be full on like Gandalf hat size, just because, again, this is a time challenge and we don't have materials for that. So these are going to be like miniaturized witch hats.
We hope.
And we're not using all of the materials on this list at once. We're going to spin a wheel of chance, and we're going to have a like a
Additional
small
items.
handful chosen for us.
Exactly.
And
So.
we are only allowed to use whatever we are given. So some of the results might be hilariously bad,
Yes.
but I mean, what are you gonna
That's part of the
do?
fun of it. So.
And we are not using patterns for this, by the way. This
No.
is all freeform. There are no molds that we're using. There are no bucks. We're not going off of anything except what's in here.
What's in here? I know I have a slight advantage because I have made a
Yes,
bunch of
because
witch hats.
Val drafts patterns, whereas I use commercial patterns, so I'm at a severe disadvantage at all already.
But Amber has way more experience with craft foam and adhesives than I do.
I don't know if that counts in this particular case.
I think so. There's some interesting things you can do with craft foam, as we are both aware of. So
I won't melt the foam, let's put it that way.
there we go. I have definitely melted foam.
Oh, I'm not saying I haven't done it, just that I won't do it this time.
Right, let me go ahead and transition us over to the wheel. Lord save us. All right, and let me get
We need to
my.
make our oblations to the cosplay deities.
Please be kind to us, wheel. Okay.
Yeah, please be kind.
All right, here we go. First item on the list. We're spinning, we're spinning, we're
Is this for
spinning.
both of us, or are we doing for individuals?
Both of us. So
Okay.
we both have felt listed. Funny enough, neither of us have felt.
So it's just fabric of
So that
choice.
one, we're going to be fabric of choice.
Yep.
And this is basically just a spin for another piece of item. Let me go ahead and get rid of
Sure.
fabric of choice then. And we'll get rid of felt from the list.
Yeah, because felt is a fabric anyway.
Yeah. Oh, come on, craft foam. Come on, craft foam. Craft foam!
Yay!
Right.
How many total are we gonna draw?
So that's two out
Right.
of four. So do we want to leave it at that?
No, I think we could at least go for one more, because I think
Okay.
three is at least a decent number, because we're also going to not just make the hat, but embellish it too.
Our last item is definitely going to be paper.
Is it?
It is paper. It is what we have landed on.
Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
I don't know either. We don't have to use it. That's the thing.
Oh, I know. It's hilariously funny, but at
It's
the
very
same
funny.
time, it's like I'm thinking in my head, like, what could I do with this?
So many options.
And I will assume that we get the standard complement of like pencil, paper, pen,
Yes.
like whatever you need to draw out, and
Yeah, we decided.
standard scissors and whatnot.
Yeah, we decided that
Okay.
Sharpies and pens are totally fine because
Okay.
obviously we got to do a teeny little bit of drafting here and there.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and since we don't have extra webcams to show like a workstation for us, we're going to do our best to
Right.
hold things up as we craft. So that'll be an
Yes.
extra level of difficulty.
Yes. Because I have a whole handful of all these lovely colored pens, so I can do
Nice.
it in color. Here's my scissors. Since we
I
drew
have theme with
paper,
mine.
I'm gonna pull this out of my
There's my
deck.
paper, and I'll show you guys my fabrics
Forgive
too.
me, it's a little hard for me to do this because I just got vaccinated, so my arm is still kind of swollen and sore. But I have all of the colored paper packs.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you're already
I have.
beating my butt.
Well, I already had this on hand.
That's
This was not
perfect, though.
planned.
This is perfect.
But yes, I have my Astro Brights copy paper.
Nice.
No endorsement from CosPod. I just happen to have it on hand.
Here are my fabrics, people.
I will have to get up and get my foam.
Go get your foam. Yeah, I have my foam right here next to me.
So what are we allowing for adhesives?
So adhesives, we're just going to go ahead and let everything be on the list just because
okay.
of access, because I don't have everything.
That's okay.
So I figured, let's be fair about this. Like, if you have the Speedy Tacky Glue, go ahead and use it.
Well, that's why I was asking, because I wanted to be fair to you, because I may have adhesives on hand since I am a prop maker that you don't.
Yes.
So I want to be fair.
Again, everybody, I bought some stuff yesterday. Literally bought it.
Yeah.
Went to Michael's, bought it. Everything was in the bag. Plopped it on my craft table. This morning, yeah, I went to pull everything over.
I have the turbo stuff, and I have the standard stuff.
Yeah, I only have the OG.
I have a ton. Well, I have the OG in the other room, which is why I'm asking, so I can go get it.
No, no, you keep the turbo.
I've got Fabri-Tac.
I got the Fabri-Tac.
I'm not gonna use the harder adhesives like E6000.
No. We're gonna stick to the ones that we decided from our list. So it's gonna be hot glue. If we've got safety pins, use your safety pins.
I have those in the other room. Okay. In that case, I am going to drop for like 2 minutes while I go get like my foam and my adhesives.
You
and
go
stuff.
Do
so
that.
I will be right back.
I will continue to keep everyone entertained. And then our other options, like so, felt was part of my package yesterday. Again, I don't know what happened to the bag. I plopped it on my craft table. I came to move it back in here and the bag had vanished. And I have no idea how that happened because I didn't enter the room after I plopped the bag down. So the crafting gnome stole it. That's all I can assume. So we both decided that for foam, we're just going to make that an additional craft fabric of choice. I decided I'm going to use cotton batting because I was like, it's close-ish enough. If I were to like slap a bunch of glue on this, it would harden and it'd be fine. But you know, that's fine. I figure I could probably use this as like the hat brim stuff. And then of course, the best adhesives, duct tape. I only have it in silver. And then I have painter's tape as my masking tape. I do have masking tape, but I don't think it's going to be very helpful in this situation. This is going to be a hot mess, and I'm looking forward to it. I also made sure to get my junky scissors out because I don't want to mess up my nice scissors. We cannot destroy the pretty fabric scissors. That would be a crime.
So this is my fun pack of foam, which you can see is all lovely
wow.
primary colors.
You are so, oh my gosh.
I do not have black at all. So this
I don't
will not
either.
Be a black witch hat. In fact, since we have fabric of choice, I should probably go get fabric so that I am not making, say, a green witch hat.
I have a character in mind for mine, so.
Oh, I don't have anything in mind at all. Okay, let me get fabric.
Go get your fabric. We're here, we are entertained, we are having fun. Yeah, my craft foam is sitting on the floor next to me. It's off of a big roll, so I'm here, it's ready. So if you see me kind of duck out of frame, it's just because I'm grabbing the craft foam. Got my paper ready to go. Let's do this. I am ready. My hot glue gun has been heating up this whole time. Yeah, it's ready. Let's see how much I can burn my hands today, because why not? Why not? I am definitely using this desk exactly as it's intended. Should be fine, right? Yeah, we'll be great. We'll be great. Happy Halloween, everybody. This will be good. We haven't done a crafting thing on stream in a very long time. I can't even remember the last time that we did. But this will be fun. It's a nice breakup from the usual. And I did mention to Amber that if we can try to keep it like within a character theme, and it can be whatever character you want, anime, manga, movie, you know, pick your poison, just so we can kind of keep some of that cosplay element in it. And then our timer on this sucker is going to be 30 minutes, which is not a lot of time to make a witch hat. And I have a feeling, even though we say we're going to do it tabletop size, we're trying not to make it bigger than like a standard sheet of copy paper. I think it's going to end up, mine's probably going to end up being like a wearable size. I have a terrible habit of oversizing things, so this should be quite an experience. But yeah, I'm using a bunch of leftover fabrics. It's my very nice fabric from my Gale costume. So I'm a little sad that I'm going to be cutting up some of this niceness. this fabric is too good for what we're going to be doing. But I also have some spare extra fabric for just randomness if I decide I want to be a little goofy with it. That does mean that we're not going to maybe including ribbon. No ribbon for us. That's fine. We'll just eat it. You know, I have a lot of awful fabric, but it's fun awful fabric. And I want to keep on brand with this character that I have in mind. So I think I'm going to stick with this.
A lot of my fabric boxes have not been opened. They're still sealed. So I basically have really bad satin.
Yes!
This was the closest thing that I could yank out of my opened boxes that I was willing to give up for this project.
That's the other thing, too. What could we give up
for? What can be sacrificed, basically?
That's why I'm like, this is all leftover fabric. I technically do not need any of this anymore, so I'm okay with sacrificing to the greater good.
Right. Well, a lot of my fabric scraps that are in there, they're large enough that I've already earmarked them for other projects.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't want to use it for this because I can't recycle it as soon as I'm done. I also pull various tapes.
I was just showing off my tapes. Yep.
Do not recommend masking tape, by the way. They've changed the formula.
It's not as good.
And it's like painter's tape is now better than the masking tape they sell at stores, which is really sad.
Which is really confusing because painter's tape, the whole point of it is it's not supposed to be sticky.
Exactly.
It's meant to kind of easily come off the wall.
Yeah, and you're like, but it actually has a better formula now than the other stuff does.
The masking tape, go fig.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do for mine. At least based on things I was looking up yesterday on the internet.
Sure.
Because I was just looking for ideas. I wasn't looking for anything specific.
Sure.
So I have kind of an idea, but it's not based on a character, certainly.
Okay. Mine is definitely based on a character.
I figured yours would be. Where did I stick my ruler?
Oh, she's going fancy, folks, with a ruler.
Well, no, it's just so that I have straight edges. It's not for measurement.
YOLO for me. I'm not even trying.
At least, like, the cone part of my hat, I would like to have a straight edge.
This is my straight edge.
I mean, it works. There's my ruler. And then I also pulled, for Val's sake, here's my original
tacky glue,
which I know is upside down. But it's because I don't have a lot left, so this way I keep it ready to use.
Going Ape supports the ruler. I will allow the ruler.
I mean, if I were going to actually measure, I'm already ashamed of what I'm going to do.
Right. It's my tabletop version, kids. We're not going crazy here.
Yes. Exactly. And so now I will use my really crappy drafting pen so that I can draft this. Because I have a very tiny work area. It's basically my keyboard tray is my working area.
Yeah.
Everything else I'm like gently putting around me and hoping it doesn't fall off.
Everything for me is onto my right side, left side on the screen. This is where my workstation is for work. I had to move all of that out so I could have space to put things.
Exactly.
I was like, well.
Because I had other things that I had been working on over here, not the least of which was my Erza armor, which is sitting just to my right. But all you would see is just a pile of foam cuttings. And so it's like, well, I'm not gonna show you that.
All right, well, let me know when you are ready, and I will get the timer up on the screen.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, I'm pushing the button in 3, 2, 1, 30 minutes now.
All right. This is going to be horrific.
That's the whole point.
So bad.
That's the whole point.
I'm so ashamed. I'm already ashamed of this.
We're supposed to have topics to talk about, too, so this will be equally
yes,
difficult.
This is not silent working. Like, we'll be talking while we're doing this.
Or attempting to talk while we do this.
Oh, I'm fine with talking while I'm doing this. I have zero problem with that.
Oh, goodness. Okay, I know the very first question I put on there was, what was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
I don't know that I have, per se, a favorite one. from when I was a kid. And I say this because, let me give a caveat to this. I love my mom and dad. But the things they dressed me up as a kid were not the things that I would have wanted to be dressed up as a kid.
Ah, okay.
And so for the longest time, Halloween actually kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Understandable.
And so when I finally ended up becoming an adult, because I was a Rennie, that was basically, I became a Rennie like not long before I became an adult. So for Halloween, I would always go in Ren gear. And so I think that was probably my favorite Halloween costume.
Okay.
And I think that's only because I couldn't have the one that I would have actually wanted to be for Halloween, which is that I always wanted to be a Jedi with one of the nice lightsabers.
Ah.
Like the Ultra Saber or the Saber Forged lightsabers.
Okay.
But those were out of my range, so I couldn't be one of those.
I gotcha.
One day.
One day!
One day, maybe. I want you to know, Val, that I am freehanding this circle. I am not using a compass as much as I should be using a compass. So you can see I'm actually drawing on the foam.
Whoa, yours is a lot better than mine.
I'm generally okay freehanding shapes. I'm just not very good at freehanding straight lines.
Straight lines can be a challenge. I totally understand that.
Straight lines. Lines I'm perfectly okay freehanding. I have no problem with that.
You are very good with the line thing. So yeah, that I can agree with.
I am generally good with anything that takes a steady hand.
Yes.
And
can
freehanding
confirm
lines is part of that.
Can confirm this. I am also freehanding a circle, but in probably the funniest way possible by folding up the paper. Ha ha. That's
See, that
I
was the
everything.
Smart way of doing it. But I can't do that because I'm doing this on foam and I can't fold the foam. I mean, I can, but it's not going to do anything.
It's like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
If I had a heat gun and I folded it, then I can make it do stuff. But we do not have heat guns for this.
All right, oh my God, the time is going so quickly. We're down to 25:24.
Yeah.
Holy snapberries. Okay, so my favorite costume as a kid, my parents are all about Halloween and they were like, you can dress up as whatever you want. We're not gonna limit you to anything. So I never did the princesses and stuff. I just went as wacky and weird things. But there was one year, I think I was like 11 or 12 years old. We had just moved to Texas and we stumbled upon this cool magic shop and they had a whole bunch of fun costuming supplies. And it was just a mixture of like retro things, some old school stuff. They had stuff from the 30s and 40s and there was a thrift store in the back. There's the top of my witch hat, by the way, guys. It's gonna be something like this. And you know, we just kind of, I was like, you know, what could I do for Halloween that year? And we found this really cool gold shift dress, but I mean, it was actually very well covered on my tiny little body. And then we found this snake head wrap coil thing. And my mom said, you could be Cleopatra. And I was like, that's a cool idea. And so we thrifted that entire costume. I don't even think it was $10. At that magic shop. And I had a ton of bracelets. I got myself some cool little like snake accessories and earrings, like the whole nine yards. I was so happy with it. And to this day, I still remember just being proud of what we were able to throw together from just running into that magic shop.
That sounds like my average trip to like Spirit Halloween.
Right?
It's like, what can I throw together with things I find in this shop?
That's kind of the fun of it, though, is just like, all right, push buttons. Let's see what happens.
And to be fair, Spirit actually has a decent selection of things you can throw together.
Yes, that's kind of the fun of it, too, especially now more than ever. I mean, if you want to do the licensed costumes, sure, go for it.
Except that they'll name it something that's totally like, you know what it is, but it's not the licensed name of it, like Woodland Warrior, totally Link, or Italian Plumber. For Mario.
Still, it's fine. Don't worry.
I think it's hilarious.
It's very funny. Though I do think now they do have a licensing agreement with Nintendo, so they're the yes. legit named costumes now.
Yes. I still just found it insanely amusing.
Oh my god, I've remembered why I hate safety pins. For those who are wondering, I'm using safety pins to pin my pattern to the fabric.
Like, I mean, it's better than hot gluing and cutting it out.
Yeah, I figured this will make it quote unquote slightly more easier for me. There you go, guys.
There you go.
So yeah, that one was probably my favorite costume. It's funny because over the years, I've been doing more of my cosplays for Halloween Day, but like all of my costumes for that are usually like general public safe, aka they'll know what it is.
They have to be anyway, generally.
They know what it is what I mean. So it's like Snow White or a random Jedi, you know, just things that they could easily identify and not be like, what is that from? Because no normal person is going to know any of my Ace Attorney costumes. It's never going to happen. Let's be honest here. Oh God, and it just occurred to me that I gotta do something to keep the brim of this hat from not being floppy, so I probably need to dig into... Do I want to use the craft foam?
Welcome to my life.
Do I want to use the craft foam, or do I want to use
the batting? Well, I mean, this is what the craft foam looks like, so you can see how floppy it is.
Oh, wow, nice. That looks good.
You know, kids, whenever they told you in school that you had to learn math for something in life, this is what it's used for.
This is what it's used for, and I genuinely wished that they had told us, like, more practical uses for math. I think that's part of the reason why I did so poorly at it. Because I didn't get much practical use out of it. Oh my god, my poor floor. I'm going to have to clean up after this. There we go. Circles! Woo! And I'll be curious to see if people figure out what the character is when I'm done with this nonsense. We are down to 20 minutes and 40 seconds.
Not enough time.
Not enough time. Gotta go faster. Gotta go Sonic fast.
I am realizing that you can't just make a flat cone, that it has to be shaped at the bottom.
Yes.
Or else it's going to lie stiffly.
Yes.
On the brim.
Yes.
Which is kind of a slight problem for me.
So
I'm gonna have to do some very quick sketching here to try and shape the brim without a pattern.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Well, I can't do it symmetrically because I can't fold the dang thing. So this is a very, very rough approximation of the curvature.
Oh gosh. Okay.
You say, why is Amber doing all of this in foam instead of doing it the smart way like Val on paper? And it's because I actually work faster in foam than
she
I
does.
Do on paper.
Can confirm. Oh, come on, hot glue gun. You can do this.
And also because I'm a lot more willing to make changes on foam than I am on paper too.
Oh my god, I hate myself. I'm putting hot glue on fabric. I hate myself. Probably gonna burn my hands here in a second. That's fine.
But it loves you.
It does love me, but oh, I'm so much pain right now.
I love when you cannot find the edge of your tape.
Oh yes, that's fun too. I also just realized that I did this upside down. That's fine. Too late. Hot glue's on it.
I believe we have a second question, yes?
Yes.
In fact,
I
we have many more questions that we could be answering while we are crafting to our heart's content. Yes?
Yes. I would love to go scroll up and take a look at that right now, but I'm currently holding down hot glue.
Well, in that case, I will do the next one because I have it sitting in front of me.
Perfect. Thank you. You're
so
you're my
the
savior.
Next question is, What has been your favorite cosplay to make and why? Talk about the process.
And that's a hard one.
I assume this has to be one that we liked.
Admittedly,
I have a costume where I had fun making it, even if the end result did not quite turn out the way that I wanted it.
Oh, but you know what? That's also a very good and interesting story, too, because I'm sure you learned a lot out of it.
I learned a ton, which I think is why I was dissatisfied with the result, because then I realized after I had learned everything, what I could have done better.
Yeah.
And what I had done wrongly. Because I would probably say that my favorite costume to make was Godcloth Athena from Saint Seiya, which turned out absolutely horrendously in the end for me, even though, like, it did end up in one piece and I did compete in it.
But, which counts.
Yes. But it had several things wrong with it, the first of which was that I could not sit down. Which is a major problem when you're in a cosplay, because
Can't
it also
confirm.
Meant I couldn't go to the bathroom.
Can't confirm.
Which is also a major problem. Could not eat food, could not drink water because I could not go to the bathroom. And so I spent 8 hours basically stuck in that costume. I couldn't even put all of it on because I made the armor, and this was the biggest thing that I learned. Never make armor out of paper mache.
No.
And the reason for that is not because there's anything inherently wrong with paper mache. The reason for that is because paper mache, especially if you use wood glue, which is what I used, is very strong.
Yes.
It's also very heavy. And when you have pieces that need to hang vertically, which is to say against the flow of gravity, having something very heavy is not wise because it will go with the flow of gravity. Which is the really, really long way of saying that my armor basically fell off my body. And I was, of course, doing the amber thing, which means that I was using magnets
yes.
to hold everything up. And the magnets I used are very strong, but they are not strong enough to hold up against the shear of gravity, especially with paper mache. And so I had to hold my armor to my body as I was walking across the stage. I literally was holding it up so it would not fall down on stage. And I couldn't even wear all of it on my body because it was so heavy that I didn't have enough hands to hold everything up. So I had to ditch half my costume for the competition, which was unpleasant. I spent a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely learned a lot about making full body armor. I learned a lot about what magnets are capable of, and more importantly, what they're not.
Right.
I learned a lot about drafting patterns, because yes, Val is definitely more versed than I am in drafting them, but I had to draft things that didn't really have patterns at the time, like a full Roman-style helm. And so it's not like I could make a duct tape form of my head. That tends to be very painful for those of us that have hair up there. So I learned how to do that. I learned how to make shapes with plastic canvas because that's what the helmet was made out of. It made it very lightweight, very easy to use and wear. That was covered in paper mache, which was a mistake because it was still very heavy on my head. And that was the first costume where I had made wings.
Ah.
And mistake number two, aside from using paper mache over magnets, was that I made the wings out of vinyl. Vinyl fabric. Extraordinarily heavy! Like, the whole costume was way heavier than it should have been to begin with.
Oh my goodness.
But this was also before they had really neat materials like Warbla and Wonderflex. Warbla and Wonderflex had just come out.
Right.
When I did that. So, needless to say, I did everything hard mode, which was incredibly frustrating in the end. But yes, I think that was the costume I had the most fun making. Mostly because I had not only the chance to learn, but I got to go back and marathon Saint Seiya.
Oh, there you go. See?
There were plenty of episodes to keep me busy.
I think for me, it is probably my... this is a hard one because there's a couple, because I like to do something different with every single costume. And part of the reason I do that is so I can teach myself new things every single time. I don't like to do the same thing over and over again. But I kind of want to lean towards my Kane Sena costume from Final Fantasy XIV because it was use of different materials, a completely different structure. I made a hoop skirt from scratch for that costume. And I was incredibly focused on the detail work and making sure that everything matched as close as possible to the game. And when I made it at the time, it was before they had photo mode. And there was very little chances to see this character in cutscenes. So when she first got back into the game in one of the expansions, I had to stop everything that I was doing and probably spent about 40 minutes taking photos of her so I could get everything as close as possible. I couldn't even see her shoes, so I had to kind of guesstimate what was going on down there.
This is for reference pics for those who don't understand, because we didn't always have really nice video game studios that would give you like side shot, mm-hmm. front shot, back shot, or even have the 360 thing that they do now.
Yeah.
Like you basically had to screenshot while you're playing to get what you needed.
To get what you needed. And it was definitely an experience. So that was probably the most difficult part, was just trying to get as many pictures of the character as possible without going insane. What I did like about it so much was not only was it just using new techniques, learning how to do a hoop skirt and how to make the structured garment. I made all the buttons myself. I made them all out of Warbla, and I actually kind of came up with a fun way of doing it. The tops of the buttons are Warbla. The backs of them are made out of velvet, so that way they could rub nicely against the velvet fabric without like messing with the nap of it. And I also attached snaps to it, so that way the buttons actually snap on and off, so I can wash the garment separately without them being permanently adhered. So it actually has a lot of removable pieces. And then I did all of my fun applique and embroidery stuff that I love to do. I think it's probably some of the cleanest applique I've done to date. And that was really difficult too, because it was velvet on top of velvet.
Right.
Which is just a general pain in the butt. There's no nice way of putting it. It's just a pain
velvet
in the butt.
Generally speaking, is.
Yes. So it's velvet on top of velvet. So when you applique that, it just makes a whole mess of stuff all over the place. But it was a fun experience. I would absolutely do it again. I enjoyed the heck out of it. By the way, Amber,
although
we're down
I have
to 10
to say
minutes,
that your 2B is extraordinarily clean.
Thank you.
I know it was a different technique that you used to do that sort of, I'm making air quotes, embroidery.
Yes.
But it still ended up looking like embroidery, which was the point.
Yeah.
It was still very, very clean.
Thank you. And I have not used that weird technique that I kind of came up with on the fly ever since. I kind of want to.
Which is sad, because I know it was a pain in the butt in terms of time and effort.
Yes.
But the results are
the
just
results
worth.
Were totally worth it. Like, I would do it again if I can figure out a reason to do it again. I have a video of it on my Facebook page. It was, I don't even know how the heck to explain it. I used powder to do it.
Right.
It was heat setting powder on top of velvet, and then using Mod Podge. It was quite an experience. What was really great about it is that it kept the texture of the fabric, so it never added any weight or clumpiness to it. It actually looked like it was part of the fabric. That was what I was trying to achieve with it.
It was almost like a form of embossing,
yes,
but on fabric.
That's what it is. I called it embossing. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be sure to...
And more or less it was.
It. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I genuinely enjoyed doing that part of it, even though the costume itself, I have really bad memories with it. But it was definitely one of those builds that I'm still incredibly proud of myself for doing, because I made that costume just before the game came out. And at that time, like, there were a ton of references of the character, so I already had like a good solid foundation to build off of.
But yeah, I made that before the game came out, before Nier Automata became popular.
That was one of the first games where you actually had a decent number of reference shots where you could make the character like 360 because you could actually see all the way around it.
Yeah, they were very good about releasing a lot of the artwork and the in-game designs for that, so.
Yes.
Oh yeah, steal away the embossing thing. What I'll do is, if I can remember to do this, I'll put it in the show notes. So that way people, if they want to take a look at the video, you're more than welcome to. That's fine. I made a whole how-to and everything. We are down to 7 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yep. You can see I have a base built.
Oh, yours is so much better than mine. Ooh, tiny fleur de leaves. That would be fun with that. Yeah, depending upon your fabric, that could come out really cool. This is going to be the chintziest bow ever. And actually, that's okay. If I could, like, fold this properly, that would be okay too. That's fine. We are not going for perfection here. We're just trying to get it done on time. And we
30
have...
minutes is not perfection by any stretch.
Amber's looks fantastic. Mine just looks like hot garbage.
Funnily enough, I actually consider mine to also look like hot garbage. The only thing it has going for it is that it actually has a shape.
You know what? Mine has a shape. It's a questionable shape, but it's a shape.
There you go.
You know what? This is artistic at this point. This is free-forming,
it's
artistic.
It's an interpretation.
It's an interpretation of a witch hat.
It is. I'm not... doing the whole trick that they taught you in middle school for art, where you have to fold across so that you get a perfect square shape.
Oh yeah.
In here. And now I have to fold it into quarters, and I cut off and I round it so it makes the circle.
I gotcha.
Because what I'm gonna do with this lovely purple cardstock that you can see here in my hand is I'm going to try and make flowers out of it.
Well, you got 5 minutes and 28 seconds left.
Yeah, the way I folded this is not going to make a very good circle. All right, well, I guess I am freehanding this entirely and I hate it so much.
This is so bad and I love it.
Bad is definitely a word for it.
All right, more hot glue. Hot glue saves lives. That's the motto today, kid. Hot glue saves lives. Ah! It saves lives and burns fingers. All right, there's one. There's two. Can I make a crescent moon really quickly? We're going to try. Where's the scrap side? No, I should take a photo of my floor and post it later because it just looks beautiful. And we are absolutely freehanding this sucker because there is no time.
That's actually not bad.
Hey, there you go.
Didn't quite work out the way that I had hoped it would, but that's okay.
That's okay. Oh my god. Ah! I'm going to apologize in advance when people figure out the character because this is just wrong on so many levels.
See, if I had like more than a half hour, I could actually do kanzashi with either the paper or the fabric because I know how to do it with both.
Right?
But yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
No one's got time for this madness. I also made a very poor decision on putting that as the front of the hat because it looks terrible.
Let's see if I can do this a second time. I need at least two of these. At least now I know what I'm doing on the second one.
hot glue strings everywhere. This is extra. I really
actually
should go.
My floor is entirely clean.
Oh, good for you. Mine is not.
But that's also because I haven't broken down to using any of my adhesive. I'm also not throwing everything that I've, like, all my cuttings onto the floor.
I am absolutely doing that 1,000%, mostly because I didn't want them to get caught on the hot glue.
Right. Okay, so there's number two.
There you go, guys. This thing is terrible.
Time check.
2 minutes and 25 seconds. Get out the glitter. Yeah, I know, right? Glitter will save this, right?
See, what I'm doing with these is I cut slits in between so that I can actually round out the petals like this so that you all can see what I'm doing. So I'm bending like this.
Wow, she's being fancy, forward. Folks.
It's not fancy. I watch a lot of DIY videos, so that way it gets kind of a more 3D shape like this. And that way when you put two of them together like this, that then you get a 3D shape like this.
You got 146 left.
Now this is something for which I actually need a TurboTac.
Go for
it. Even though
it's not gonna
dry in the next 2 minutes.
But that's fine.
TurboTac actually takes 15. Oh, now it doesn't want to come out.
Oh no.
Yeah, something's up with my bottle. It's fine. I will do the
last minute
cosplay fix, which is to use duct tape.
Duct tape! Woo! We're bringing out the duct tape!
I mean, it's only just to stick one flower to the other. You're not going to see it.
We are down to almost 1 minute.
Yep.
It is now exactly 1 minute to go!
So I'll put this here.
Oh my god! Ah!
This here.
I'm gonna go get like one of my real witch hats so I can show that I can actually do this properly when given the time to do it. Not this ungodly abomination that I just put together. Well, my work table looks a lot cleaner because everything's on the floor. 30 seconds, Amber. I'm calling myself done so I can take a picture of my floor.
I just need to attach this, and then I will call it done.
So 20 seconds!
I'm cutting my one piece of duct tape.
I'm proud and very angry at this stupid hat. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3,
done.
2, 1. Time's up, kids! Look how pretty that is! Oh my god, mine is hot garbage by comparison. I don't want to show mine. It's embarrassing. Look at that, see? It's just big enough to work. There you go.
Well, it's kind of. It's actually just a little bit small.
It's a little bit small. Mine is full of hot glue strings. It's fine. Ayo! The tabletop hat. Can we guess who this is supposed to be for?
I don't know the character, so.
I went with the red, white, and blue and a nice crescent moon. I'm going with Sailor Moon.
Ah.
This is terrible. I should be shunned.
I thought about doing a bow, but then I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I have enough time for that. But I will show you the back. But you didn't have to know that. The whole thing is held together with painter's tape.
Yeah! Hide that shame. Because the front looks so good.
Exactly. That was the point.
The front looks good. And then the back is like, yeah. True cosplay.
This is how you get it done in 30 minutes, folks.
That's a true cosplay master. Everything looks nice up front. Don't look at the back.
Well, I mean, it's the 10-foot rule, right?
Yeah.
No one's going to be 10 feet behind you. This is my scrap pile.
I took a photo of mine, so I'll be sure to include it next time. Yeah, the bottom is that. I didn't even bother making a hole because I'm like, it's not worth it.
I didn't even touch my fabric. I didn't have time because I was going to originally cut it into squares and then basically just like almost paper mache, like Mod Podge the squares over it, quilted style. And it's just like, nah.
Nah, fam.
Not going to have time.
Nah, fam.
Yeah, I'll have to take a needle and try and figure out why my turbo tacky glue is not coming out of its bottle, because I am eventually going to have to use this.
If you could, take a picture of your final product too, so I'll put nice photos in as well. At this point, be like, ugh.
Yeah, I can do it afterward.
I will do the same thing too. I'll put nice lighting, not that it's going to help this abomination. I feel like I have to share with you guys like the nice things that I have made when I have had time. Like, look at these nice mouse ears that I've made. I am not showing my great cosplay prowess with this.
Yeah, but you know, the whole point of Iron Cosplay is not to show cosplay prowess.
It really is. It's being creative with the materials that you're given in the very tight time frame.
Yes. And also, I have participated in many an iron cosplay. And it's not always the best made or manufactured costume that wins it. Mm-hmm. So you could go in there and use all the proper cosplay techniques, like actually sew stuff together. You can use staples. Like, you can make everything properly. That still doesn't mean that you win.
It's all about just how creative you can be. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Cosplay prowess. In fact, sometimes the teams that have the least cosplay prowess actually win.
Win better, yeah. Because there's a bunch of us who know better. And we're like, we really shouldn't do it like that. We shouldn't do it like that. Whereas the teams who are not aware or just starting out in cosplay, it's like, just put a bunch of things. Out. Just see what happens. And then they make magic.
Yep. And doing the proper cosplay techniques can waste time sometimes.
Yes. That was
because time.
Yeah, that's what I was struggling with, because that's when I was started like, okay, I need to stop using the paper because I'm taking
that's
too
why
long.
I threw away all my cosplay techniques. It's just like, go fast. Gotta go fast. Because originally I was going to do a harvest flower brim and like make more of those flowers and then just do like a couple of pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like very fall harvesty, like cute style.
Cute stuff.
But yeah, that was my idea at least. But I only got one flower off.
Hey, one flower is better than no flowers.
That's true. I was afraid when you started counting 5 minutes. I was like, oh no, am I going to have a time for this? But we should go through and answer the other questions.
Yeah,
that
we should. Because we have time now. that we can focus on that. But I did want to show off like proper witch hat style. Nice floppy brim hat. Cutesy little curly Q. Good stuff.
Yes, that is the proper way that we hoped they would have turned out.
But this also took me a couple of hours to put together. I hope you guys like the fabric. I don't know if you can actually see it, but it's like, it's all sewing related. Like sewing mends the soul, so on and so forth. I love this fabric. It's so cute. Of course, it's themed to my crafting room, so it sits and lives in my crafting room. There you go. We'll keep the Halloween theme going. I'll keep the hat on.
I accidentally just inhaled part of my drink.
Oh, no.
There is not, in fact, oxygen in there.
No, there is not. I've been redeemed. Yay. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, that
Although,
was an experience.
Then again, again, perfection was not the point.
It was not the point. It was a poor attempt at it. By comparison, it was a very poor attempt at it. Well, that was fun.
That was hilarious.
It was very funny, yes. So, okay, let's go. We had two more questions that we did not get to because we were very frantically trying to beat the timer. What has been the most challenging lesson you've learned in cosplay?
In fact, it is the one that we demonstrated here, that perfection is not required.
That's true. That in itself is a good lesson.
As a perfectionist, it is very, very hard to drop that habit.
Mm-hmm.
There's always like something that you feel like you could have improved on it, even as you're making it, because as soon as you're done with a part, you'll be like, oh, I want to go back and redo it because I know I could have done it better.
Yes.
But what's worse is that as you go and make other costumes and learn new techniques and learn new things, then you doubly want to go back and redo it because you're like, oh, well, now I know like brand new way of doing it. I could totally do it better. And it's sometimes you have to sit yourself down and just go, it's okay for what you knew at the time and for the resources you had available to you at the time, including all the physical stuff you used to make it, time, knowledge, sanity, all that stuff. You did the best you could at the time for what you had. Don't worry about it. So that's my most challenging lesson I've learned. And I still have to remind myself of it to this day.
Yeah. That's a really good and very valuable lesson, because every single costume that you make, even if you feel this desire to want to go back and work on it more and to tweak on it, and because you've learned so much, you're still growing as a hobbyist. And as you continue to learn new things, you're going to realize, okay, this may not have been so good when I made it at the time, but this is what I knew and I learned a ton from it, and I can use that information to make the next costume even better. I think for me, it's been learning to know when to put a project down and step away from it. Because I have this intense desire to always finish things that I start. And sometimes that goes to the detriment of my mental and physical health. Because I am a list person. And if it's on the list, I need to finish it so I can cross it off the list. That is, to me, is the most satisfying part, is when I can scratch that line through the to-do list. And there are times where the project is just not working for me. It's getting to be too stressful. It's getting to be too overwhelming, or my brain just cannot wrap around how to finish it. It's like I'm there, I'm in the process, but it's just not getting done. Or in the case of the dumb freaking mummy book, I had to make those stupid bird claps 6 or 7 times, and it was just getting to be too overwhelming. And I had to learn, like, okay, stop. You can put it aside. Do something else. Pick up a different hobby temporarily. Go do something else. You know, don't try to crunch yourself into this deadline, this arbitrary deadline that doesn't make sense if you're not going to be happy with the final result. So it's just learning to know when to put the thing down so you can take a break and do something else. And you can come back to it later. Or maybe you realize when you put it down, like, hey, I'm not interested in making this thing anymore. So I'll take apart the pieces, salvage what I want, and go move on to something else.
Yep. And it's perfectly okay if you end up growing out of whatever you were working on. Because you may find that you put it down and then a year later you're like, not really into that show anymore.
Yeah. I've had that happen plenty of times.
Totally fine. And then our final question.
All right. How has cosplay changed you? And this could be mindset, life, whatever you want that to be.
Cosplay has been my creative outlet for as long as I can remember. Actually, technically, that's not true. Technically, I can remember much further than that. But the majority of my life, it has been my creative outlet. And it has taught me a lot of things about working without patterns or guidance. Sometimes you just have to try things. It's taught me a lot about having confidence and just going forward, even though I don't know what I'm doing. It has taught me to be humble, because there are always going to be people who know more than I do and who are better at it than I am and have more resources than I do, always. But it's also really been the most for me, I think, about a sense of fandom and community, of finding other people who love doing this thing as much as I do. And even if we don't like the same series, we both love to cosplay it. And we love to talk shop. And we love to compliment each other on the amazing job that we both did portraying our characters. And it helps introverts, especially massive introverts like me, get out of our shell just a little bit in a comfortable way. For the most part.
For the most
yes,
part.
I am aware that not every environment is conducive to that. But for the most part, I think community has been the most changing in my life. And I don't think I would have it any other way, because, you know, there's always those quiz questions and survey questions, like, if you could go back and change something about your life, would you change it? So would I ever take away cosplay? No.
No.
Even all of the trials and tribulations I've had, the horrible cosplay contests I've been through.
So many.
And all of the injuries I have caused myself.
Mm.
And fun stuff that I have gone through in the name of cosplay. No, I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm. Let's see. For me, it's definitely allowed me to find a more truer version of myself. Allowed me to be more free in my creativity, as well as the type of person that I want to be, without having to worry about the judgment of the normal world around me. And in that, it's allowed more of my truer self to actually come out in the normal world. It's allowed me to be more outgoing than what my introverted self usually allows for. It's been helping me to connect with people that I never expected that I would ever connect with. And the fact that I now know people all across the world because of cosplay is just astounding to me. And we're friends and we talk, and it's just like, wow, I never, ever expected that to ever happen to me. It's also allowed me to trust my creative self, because for so long, I just thought that I was just doing things to do things. And I was like, eh, I suck at drawing. Eh, I suck at this. I suck at that. And I've never really taken any of my creative pursuits seriously until cosplay came along. And now it's like, wow, I'm actually like really proud of the things that I put out. Like even the stuff that I look back on and say, God, that looks terrible. I'm still proud of myself for doing it. Because I never would have had the confidence or courage to have done that 10 years ago. But I did it, and I made the thing, and I'm proud of myself for that. And it's the type of good vibe feelings that I enjoy that keep me pushing forward and making stuff. Even if I don't push out as many cosplays as I used to, I'm still enjoying the creative process behind it. And I think it's making me a better, more well-rounded person.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go.
There's something to be said for being a cosplayer no matter what your age.
Yes, abso-freaking-lutely. There is no age limit on cosplay. Honestly, I've seen some cool stuff from people who are in their 60s. They are still kicking butt at it.
And there's always things to learn.
Yes.
No matter how long you've been doing it, there are always going to be new things.
Never stop learning, folks. That's part of the joy of life.
And the joy of cosplay.
Yes.
I can't use any of the Bob Ross taglines, or we might get sued by
No, let's not get sued by the Bob Ross Corporation.
Yeah, no. But hopefully you all enjoyed our attempt at making iron cosplay witch hats for a spoopy ween.
It was an experience.
It was definitely, we learned a lot.
We learned a lot. I am terrible at time crunches. I have just been reminded of that.
But of course, for all of you that do go out and celebrate Halloween, please have a safe and amazingly fun Halloween.
Yes.
For however you choose to celebrate. And of course, for those who also celebrate All Souls Day, please have a blessed All Souls Day as well, since obviously this will air right before the holiday.
Right.
And of course, remember that this is not the last episode of the year.
No.
You're going to see us one more time this year, next month, where we're going to have our holiday gift giving guide.
Yay.
So of course, if you're looking for gifts for those cosplayers in your life, then we will have some fun ideas for you to pursue next time. But of course, until then, if you'd like to join in the conversation and show us your attempt, if you'd like to try the time challenge for Iron Cosplay and do exactly what we did, send us a picture. We would love to see it. Of course, you can leave that picture via any of our social media, which of course you can find it here.
For those who are watching, all the information is located underneath Amber and then also in the show notes. If you are listening, you can visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, on YouTube at CosPodcast, and on Blue Sky as CosPod.
You can also email us, podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each one of us, and you'll be able to see our pictures of our own hat, along with curated Nick Cage me.
I'm going to apologize in advance for the abomination that mine is. But hey, the moon looks
pretty
decent.
Apologetic. Otherwise, please stay safe and stay healthy out there. There's all sorts of bugs going around. Please stay healthy. Keep working on all those fun cosplays so that you can both have fun at Halloween and so that we can all see your smiling, shining faces at a convention local to us ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you all next time in episode 299. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.